Good morning. Welcome to Witness Radio, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights Program. My name is Rita Bavidier, your host as usual. I'm very glad that you tuned to Witness Radio, and for all those that are liking, sharing and commenting on our podcasts on YouTube, you are doing a wonderful job. You are doing a wonderful job of spreading the gospel to the local communities out there. I would like us to start from where we stopped last time. And before we do that, I would like to give you a recap of what we discussed in our last episode. We discussed about when a person dies, they leave a will. So we discussed about that will. In that will, what is done next if this person is gone? Who is responsible for that will? All that was discussed. Our council also told us that the will, there is a difference in these wills. For normally, if you are just a normal person, as a usual citizen, your will is a will. And then there is a privileged will. A privileged will, that will, it is made by people that maybe work for the country. For example, people that work in the army, for example, the captains that spend their life on waters, for example, the seas and the oceans, all those kinds. Our council is telling us those people can make a will when they think they cannot make it. If they think they cannot make it out of that place, they can definitely dedicate or write, tell someone to write them a will and then send it to the responsible people. We also talked about the legal framework governing attested succession in Uganda. We looked at the Administrators General Act. We looked at the Land Act. We looked at the Registration Act. So much was discussed. We looked at the key aspects of attested succession in Uganda, writing a valid will, appointment of executors, distribution of property, and so much. If you missed that episode, you can go back to our YouTube channel and have a review of what we discussed in those episodes or in that particular podcast. Would like to continue from where we stopped, and we are going to start from the court decision and redistribution of the estate, and our council will be taking us in that. But I would like her to first introduce herself to our dear listeners.
Good morning. Hope you're doing good. Thank you, Rita, for the opportunity to invite me to such spaces so that I can share knowledge. Kindly, our dear listeners, stay tuned in. Please do not give up on us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Council. We shall be right back.
Welcome to Witness Radio Broadcast Program. Listen to Witness Radio to stay up to date on breaking news about land evictions in Uganda.
Do development projects or land evictions affect your community? Share these experiences with us on Witness Radio.
Listen to Witness Radio to stay up to date on breaking news about land evictions in Uganda.
Welcome back from that break. We are going to start right away. I want to also remind you that we are proudly sponsored by Witness Radio, organization that funds this program. And you are doing a very huge job by listening to us and also spreading the gospel. I'll include that very much, because it's through you that we can get other people that can be able to listen to our program so that we can keep the sensitization going countrywide. I would like to welcome our council, Joan Bugirari, to today's podcast. Council, you're welcome.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you, everybody out there. We are still moving on with our conversation about tested succession. We did not finish it in our last episode, so we must continue with it until we are done with it, until you understand it very well, because realize that one of the issues that we're having on land apparently is a lot of heirs or beneficiaries of deceased people out there are actually suffering because their families want to take over their property. And it's so sad to know that even when they leave a will, to a certain extent, the family members will be like, I don't think our brother can write such a will. you know, they usually disagree with it, which is not fair. And then in Uganda, we have a few people that actually do the willing, because they feel if I write a will, I may die soon. So most of them prefer dying intestate, bringing more problems, because the family now is given a right to do whatever
they and want to do with the property.
Yes. And if it lands in a family where people are not literate, when they are illiterates and they are not literate, like they didn't go to
school, not elite.
They do not know what the laws of succession stipulate. Oh my God. It becomes a state of anarchy. So my colleague actually took you through what we discussed in our last episode. And I hope now when she was taking you through, you were kind of able to follow up, and now we are a bit on the same page. So we discussed, she took you through the different things we discussed. We discussed succession, we discussed what is a will, who is an executor, things like that. How can a will be contested by parties that are not satisfied? The grounds at which or on which court can disagree with a will and probably cancel it, especially when beneficiaries are left out of the will. And you must have concrete proof to prove that you indeed are dependent on the deceased person. We looked at grounds at which a will can be revoked or cancelled and the new will comes up. We looked at many things. So right now, just to proceed with our conversation, we want to look at how can a will be challenged, challenging a will, or on what grounds can a will be challenged, contested in court. And the first one will be fraud. Fraud in a way, I might have a piece of land, and then there could be children that are very radical, misbehaved, drug addicts, probably robbers, I don't know. There could be I have a family member that is not easy to deal with, and probably in one or another, they make me sign a will on gunpoint. State, I am the one going to take over all the property. That is fraud. They can, let's say if the executor connives with probably the lawyer or himself with some people to help him out, and then they change their will, you get. And then, just to a small extent, probably assigns himself something. That is fraud. Another thing is undue influence. This comes whereby, let's say I'm in love with a man, like my husband dies, and I'm in love with another guy, you get. And then this guy does everything possible to do whatever, and then he lures me into actually leaving everything into his custody or care, claiming he'll be able to take care of my children very well. And I leave the kids out of it, out of the will, and then I just agree with them. Yes, I think he's a nice guy. He has been there
with
for
the
us.
Lover.
Yeah, a lover. Like there you see. Probably Zari can wake up and say Shakib should take over everything, leaving out the kids, you get. Such kind of issues. So, and also undue influence happens where, let's say there is a person that is above authority, that is above authority. Like you're scared, you just have to do it because this person may do something wrong to you or something. It can be cancelled. Lack of capacity, we look at, let's imagine I write a will when I'm mad. Or I'm drunk. You get? Meaning I was not of sound mind when we made the will. Or probably that time I was sick. I couldn't talk. I couldn't write. I couldn't do gestures. I was paralyzed. How did I come up with such a will? If I can't talk, I can't write. I can do gestures. I'm mad. I'm drunk. I don't think such issues really can warrant someone to come up with something sensible. It can also be contested if it is properly executed. In a will, the dad says, please give my property to Rita and Joanne, this kind of percentage. And then instead of giving it to me and you, they give it to Tony and Sarah. Improper execution. Like they are not they are not doing what the deceased wanted them
to do.
Yes. So those are the grounds on which a will can be contested. We have fraud, undue influence, lack of capacity, or improper execution. And then we'll now look at probate process, and we'll get to know what are letters of probate and what they are, and why one gets letters of what? Probate.
Yeah, first, what is a probate?
So upon death, the executor applies for probate from the High Court to have the will recognized and to begin the distribution of assets. So you go to court, and then the court knows you are the executor that has been assigned by the deceased person. And the deceased made a will, and the court is aware about the will, and whoever is a party to the will.
Because I'm still not getting what a probate is.
A probate is a legal document issued by the High Court of Uganda that officially confirms the authority of an executor to manage and distribute the estate of a deceased person according to their will.
Okay, so a document.
Yeah.
Okay.
That grants the executor permission to distribute.
Gives him the power or authority.
Yes.
Okay.
So we looked at who qualifies to apply for letters of probate. Letters of probate are granted by the High Court to the executors named in the deceased person's will, authorizing them to administer the estate according to the will's provisions. So in Uganda, the process of obtaining probate is governed by the Succession Act Cap 162 under the relevant laws. So letters of probate, they are granted by the High Court. That is something you must be very certain about. The person that can apply for them, you must be authorized by the deceased in the will. Or probably you are the one with it.
Before the person passes on, who is keeping the will?
Whoever. You can decide to give it to a friend, to the mother, to the uncle, to the auntie, to the lawyer.
But not the executor.
The person that keeps the will can decide to be an executor. Haven't you ever seen where a lawyer comes with a will and says, the deceased kept this will with me, and so I have to read it to you, and then he decides, I will read this will to you, and you make sure my property is being distributed properly, blah, blah.
So there are actually executors that can keep the will.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they should not just plant themselves there. It is the deceased that is supposed to say, I want this person to.
And it should be mentioned in the will?
Yes.
Okay.
Or it can be done oral. And probably when writing it is like, you read my will and make sure it is executed. So you'll automatically say, yeah, the deceased made this will when I'm around, and they'll be seeing a signature. And then now they will have to say, I have to execute the will. I'm the executor because he told me to do so. So who can apply for letters of
probate?
Section 180 of the Succession Act states that probate can only be granted to the executors appointed by the testator, that is the deceased. So the executor has the legal authority to manage and distribute the assets in line with the will. So please do not plant yourself where the deceased agrees on who executes the what. The instances where there are multiple executors. If the will names more than one executor, they can apply jointly. If one executor is unable or unwilling to act, the others can proceed. The instances where we need a substitute executor. If the primary executor named in the will has died or is incapacitated or refuses to act, a substitute executor, if named in the will, can apply for probate.
In instances where there are no substitute executor and the other one dies, what is done?
They get a beneficiary, one of the beneficiaries,
okay,
in the will to execute. to become the executor. You get?
Mm.
Yes. So, if there's no named executor or the appointed executor is unwilling or unable to act, the Administrator General may intervene under Section 6 of the Administrator General's Act, 157, to see that an executor is appointed so that they can distribute the estate or the property of the deceased as he wishes. So, in some cases, beneficiaries or interested parties may petition the Administrator General to take over estate administration. In some cases, not all cases. Yeah, they can be like, okay, if he has refused as beneficiaries or people interested, yeah, we can help in administering the estate.
Mm.
Who cannot apply for probate? Someone not named in the will. Only those expressly appointed by the testator can apply. If there is no executor, an administrator is appointed instead under letters of administration, not probate. So only the people that are in the will can actually apply to be executed.
Executor.
If you're not, you cannot. A minor under 18 years old. A minor executor cannot act until they reach adulthood. The court may appoint a guardian or another administrator until the minor comes of age.
Mm. So if you're 15, 16,
you cannot
become one.
Yes. We're talking about who cannot apply for probate. We said someone not named in the will. We said a minor, that is a person 18 and below. And then we said a person declared mentally incompetent. If an executor is deemed mentally unfit, they cannot apply for probate because they are mad.
Mm, they're not in their right state of mind.
Exactly. So what happens if no executor applies for probate?
Counsel, we shall definitely start from that when we come back from the break.
Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing? Or are you aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map. Follow the direction. Click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence. Then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form. Then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question. Then upload it to send.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Do you want to learn more about the legal nitty-gritty of land laws? Benefit from our programs at Witness Radio. We will teach you how you can protect your land from land grabbers. Are you a human rights activist? Do you want the voice of the voiceless to reach the authority responsible? Tune in to the People's Radio, Witness Radio. Listen to Witness Radio addressing land issues in your community on matters of land development that do not affect the people and the environment.
At 0745-965-765, you can join our conversation so that we can spice this discussion. Welcome back from that short commercial break, and I'd like to welcome Council so that we can continue. And when we went for the break, she was going to talk about what happens if no executor applies for probate.
Thank you, Rita. Welcome back from that short break. We are going to discuss what happens if no executor applies for probate, like my colleague said. If an executor does not apply for probate within 3 months of the testator's death, any person interested in the estate can request the court to compel them to act or apply for letters of administration with the will annexed if no executor is available. So they can compel the executor to. If he fails, someone has to write, apply for letters of administration so that they can govern the estate of the deceased. So the next thing we'll be looking at is how does one apply for letters of probate. You're talking about probate. How does one apply for letters of probate? Applying for letters of probate in Uganda is a legal process that allows the executor named in a deceased person's will to officially take control of the estate and distribute it according to the will's provisions. The process is primarily governed by the Succession Act and the probate and administration rules. So, step by step of how one can actually apply for probate. The applicant must be the executor. They have to, the first step is to confirm eligibility. They confirm eligibility. How do they confirm it? The applicant must be the executor named in the will.
In the will.
If there are multiple executors, they can apply jointly. Or one can proceed if the other renounces their roles. Then you have to gather required documents. When I talk about required documents, what am I talking about? You prepare and submit the following: a petition for probate, which is filed in court. What is a petition for probate? A petition for probate is a formal legal request submitted to the High Court of Uganda by an executor named in a deceased person's will, seeking official recognition of the authority to manage and distribute the estate according to the will. This petition is a crucial document in the probate process and is governed by the Succession Act and the probate and administration rules. What is entailed in a petition for letters of probate? What is there? How does a standard petition for probate in Uganda look like? It will have a heading, the High Court of Uganda, location, you get where the High Court is located, in the matter of the estate of full names of the deceased. Then in the matter of an applicant for probate, full name of the applicant. Then that is the heading. Then we shall have personal details of the deceased, full name of the deceased, last known address, date of death, place of death, religion, you get. Then details of the will, the date the will was made, confirmation that it was signed and witnessed according to the law, whether by codicil, like maybe amendments to the will, if they exist. Those are the codicils we're talking about. Then details of the executor, your names, relationship with the deceased, a statement confirming that the executors are willing and qualified to act. And then we shall have a list of the deceased's property, a summary of assets including land, money, vehicles, shares, and any debts or liabilities. Then, and also the person will have a declaration of no dispute, if applicable. A statement confirming that no unknown dispute exists regarding the validity of the will. If any disputes are anticipated, the executor may disclose them. What is a declaration of no dispute? Is a formal legal statement made by the executor or administrator of a deceased person's estate that confirms or affirms that there are no known objections, conflicts, or disputes regarding the validity of the will or the administration of the estate. The executor makes the declaration of no objection in the High Court of Uganda Family Division, which has jurisdiction over probate and administration matters. And then you'll also have sworn affidavit of the executor. A sworn affidavit affirming that all details provided are true and correct. What is a sworn affidavit of an executor? This is a legal binding written statement made by an executor under oath, confirming their willingness and ability to administer the estate of the deceased person according to the will. The affidavit is submitted to the High Court of Uganda Family Division as part of the application for letters of probate.
So this is like a promise someone makes.
Yeah.
But it is in written.
It is written. Okay. Affirming that they are willing to carry out their work as executors. What are the contents of a sworn affidavit? executor's full name, address, and identification. Details of the deceased, like name, date of death, place of residence. Confirmation of the will, stating that the attached will is the last valid testament. Executor's appointment, confirming they were named in the wills as executor. Statement of no objection or known dispute. So we are going to the contents of a sworn affidavit of an executor. Basically, we want to look at what is in a sworn affidavit, what is entailed in a sworn affidavit.
What somebody writes in the promise or oath that they make.
Yeah. So the first thing will be the executor's full names, address, and identification. Probably you can use your national ID or passport or something. Details of the deceased. When you talk about details of the deceased, we're looking at the name, date of death, place of residence. Then confirmation of a will, stating that the attached will is the last valid testament. So when you talk about confirmation of a will, you know, wills usually change, and it can change because of anything. So to confirm that indeed it's the actual will, there must be a confirmation of a what? Of a valid will or a valid testament. Then executor's appointment, confirming they were named in the will as an executor. Of course, now the judges will be looking at the will to see if the person was really assigned as an executor. Then list of the deceased assets and liabilities. Again, declaration of commitment to fulfill the executor's duties and responsibility. And then there will be a signature of the executor and commissioner for oaths. Attestation. There's a stamp they put. The prayers or the requests sought by the executor to implement what is in the will. You get. So you'll let the person has to attach documents. Probably the original will, a certified copy of the death certificate, a list of heirs and beneficiaries, proof of assets and liabilities, and then a gazette notice. So this petition will be like it's a document that you can actually get. And so after getting all those documents, we talked about the will, we talk about the certificate death certificate of the deceased, list of heirs and beneficiaries, proof of assets and liabilities, a gazette notice. Then you get that affidavit sworn. You get letters of probate, you put them together all together, and then you file them, the application to the High Court. So the petition for probate along with supporting documents must be filed in the High Court of Uganda within the jurisdiction where the deceased resided. If the deceased resided in Kiriandongo, please don't come to Kampala. Look for High Court in Kiriandongo to apply for letters of probate. The application is made under Form 43 of the Probate and Administration Rules. So after notification to the public, after filing, the court publishes a notice in the gazette or a widely read newspaper. This serves to inform the public and allow any interested party, e.g. creditors, heirs, or other claimants to raise objection. Because we might be here when you're actually stealing someone's property silently.
Or being an imposter.
True. Then the court will handle objections, if any, if someone contests the will, e.g. alleging fraud, and influence or forgery, the court may require a hearing. If no valid objection are raised within 14 to 60 days, the court proceeds to grant the letters of probate. Grant of probate. If the court is satisfied with the application, it issues letters of probate, officially recognizing the executor's authority to manage and distribute the estate. So the executor then takes control of the deceased assets, pays any outstanding debts, and distributes the estate according to the will. So the executor is required to submit periodic reports to the court on how the estate is being managed. So basically, that is what we had in regards to what? To tested succession.
Okay, so all this are under content of petition for a probate.
Yeah.
the sworn affidavit, the letters of probate when you're applying for them, then the deceased is what? Certificate, list of heirs and beneficiaries, proof of assets and liabilities, all the things. You must have them when you're trying to apply for letters of probate at the High Court.
Okay, thank you so much, Councillor Joanne. This has really been a good one. I promise to actually give you a sample or format of a petition for probate in Uganda. So if you want to see it, you can go on our website. Yes, you can go on our website, www.witnessradio.org. We shall be putting that sample there. Or you can go on Twitter, on our Twitter account, at Witness Radio. We shall be putting there that sample of a probate. I'd like to thank you so much for listening to Witness Radio. And for those that need assistance from us, you call us on 0414696-7221. Or you can use your WhatsApp number, 0745965765. You would talk to us. Hopefully we'll be of help to you. Thank you so much for listening to Witness Radio and for always supporting us in this journey. We are actually learning something. One thing, as I told you in previous episode, you should be having a pen and a paper so that you can be able to write down some of these things. You know, our minds are always full of so many things. We can't remember each and everything. Rita Babidi is my name. Until next time, bye-bye.